Welcome back to the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Thursday, the 27th day of the month of Tishrei. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors, in particular the Schwartz family, for their continued support, whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU Tehillim email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to introduce Rabbi Dr. Yehuda Septimus, Mora D'Asra of the Young Israel of North Woodmere in Valley Stream, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Septimus slowly reciting our daily three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130, and will be followed by the Mishnah Berach L'Cholam and Acheinu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Septimus to learn more about his wonderful community in North Woodmere. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker. Dechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Septimus.
All right. Does everyone hear me okay? People hear me?
They're all muted, but they hear you.
They're all muted, but they do hear me. Okay.
They hear
that is wonderful. You know, sometimes I wish when I were in shul I had the capacity to mute people the way you, Reb Naftali, have that capacity right now. I feel your presence, everyone, even if you're not able to respond to me. This morning, actually, my brother-in-law from Israel sent me a meme from the Parsha, and I thought it was appropriate to share. The meme basically was a picture of Adam and Eve after they were thrown out of the garden, they were wearing their fig leaves, and Eve says to Adam, "Be honest, do these leaves make me look fat?" To which Adam responds, "Just a little." And under the meme, it says, "Man's second big mistake." So I enjoyed the meme. I also enjoyed feeling connected to my brother-in-law who teaches Torah in Israel. The short Dvar Torah I will share actually has nothing to do with that meme per se, but it does have something to do with the connection between people. We're told in the Parsha that has already been read actually three times in Shul, even though we haven't even had Shabbos yet, on Simchas Torah day, Monday morning, and then again this morning, that after everything Hashem created, just about everything, he saw it and concluded, "Vihine tov, behold, it was good." God said that let there be light. God saw the light was good. Similarly, God said, "Let there be a firmament to heaven separating waters and dry land." Again, God saw that it was good. God named dry land earth, waters seas, etc. He brought forth from the earth seeds and plants, fruit trees. Again, God saw it was good. And with everything God creates, that's what happens. He sees it, and it's good. The only thing that he sees and he doesn't say it's good is actually man. Human beings are not described as good. But then God, after the end of creating everything, sees everything, and everything is very good. Here's the thing that happens afterward that is a little bit troubling. The first time we are told that something is not good, it's not just that humans are not defined by God from the very beginning as good. It's that the first time we're told that something is not good, it's actually right after the creation story, or really the continuation of the creation story, when Hashem sees Adam alone and says, "Lo tov, heyot adam levado." It is not good that human beings should live separated, disconnected, alone. So what happens? What actually happens after that is incredible, because what Hashem does is he engages in a process of creation whereby Adam is part of the creation process. He creates the animals in such a way that Adam is part of the process of creation, because Adam names the animals, right? Unlike Hashem, who named the heaven and the earth, it's actually us, we, who named the animals, and we defined our relationship with the animals, thus being part of creation. And when Adam says to Hashem, "No, the creation that you gave me is not an appropriate creation for me," it doesn't solve the existential problem of Lo tov hayot Adam levado, it's not good for me to be alone. Hashem responds to Adam and actually gives him somebody who is good, gives him Chava. And that's the beginning of what I would say is the other part of our imitating God by creating, right? On Saturday nights, Motzei Shabbos, we make the blessing who created fire, and the Talmud and the Gemara and Pesachim says we do that because when we start creating, when we rest on Shabbos and then start creating afresh again every Sunday, every Saturday night, what we're doing is imitating God in our creation. But we also imitate God in our creation in a different way, by finding other human beings who solve the existential loneliness that only we as humans have. Because every other creation is good, and creation as a whole together is very good. And yet, when we are created alone, it is not good. Lo tov hayot Adam levado. One of our biggest struggles, and also potentially biggest triumphs of COVID, is overcoming that existential and very practical loneliness with connection. And that's exactly what these calls are about. Getting back to the meme, which really, again, had very little to do with man not being called good, other than the fact that the situation likely was not very good between Adam and Eve after his wrong response about how the leaves made Eve look. During COVID, more than ever, social media has been a lifeline for some people. And of course, for many people who have decided not to use social media, not to be tethered to their phones, they've had to find other ways, other lifelines. And the fact of the matter is that's actually not a bad thing. And people who have used social media, I will say, as their lifeline, they have to be extremely careful about how we are consuming social media. And I include myself in this because I am, as a rabbi and as a social worker, I have to be on social media. I'm a trauma worker as well. I specialize in trauma and post-traumatic stress disorder and other types of traumas that all people live with, even people who don't have PTSD. And there is a struggle in our lives to live wholesome lives. I actually wanted to end off by thanking Rev Naftali Herman for making these calls possible, bringing us together in extremely wholesome ways without any need for screens whatsoever. I actually almost missed my opportunity to speak to you today because I missed an email from him that was sitting in my inbox. He had invited me to speak to you, and I'm so glad that I did catch it. Why did I miss that invitation? Well, actually, I had just watched a great documentary on this very topic with my wife on Netflix entitled The Social Dilemma, and it spoke about the need for us to be more conscious consumers of media. And I made a conscious decision after that to try to reduce my screen time. And I even added the following quote to my automated sign-off for all of my emails. And I promise I will end with this. I'm probably past my five-minute limit. the natural sign-off at the end of every email, Yehuda Septimus, Rabbi of Young Israel North Widmer, psychotherapist, Institute for Contemporary Psychotherapy Integrated Trauma Program, my phone number, and then I had two quotes, one from the Chidush HaYavrim, Rabbi Yitzchak Meir Rottenberg Alter, who says, Hafoch babots, v'hisha'er babots. Hang out in the swamp, and there shall you remain. The second quote is from Edward Tufte. There are only two industries that refer to their customers as, quote-unquote, users: illegal drugs and software. And then I put something at the end of my email, note from one user to another. I endeavor to limit my screen time. I apologize in advance for the occasional missed email. If you are looking for the most reliable and timely ways to reach me, try phone, text, or doorbell. I close with that. I thank you all for not muting me, for giving me your time to share some Torah with you. And I will now begin leading you in Tehillim Chaf Gimel, followed by Kuf Chaf Aleph and Kuf Lamed, Psalm 23, then Psalm 121, and then Psalm 130. Starting with Psalm 23, and Rabbi Herman, do we do the entire thing in Hebrew and then in English, or line by line Hebrew then English?
We do it just in Hebrew, without it being responsive. Everyone will say it together along with you.
Okay, very good. And then afterward, the entire thing in English, or just Hebrew?
Just in Hebrew.
Just the Hebrew, okay. All right. Mizmor le-David Adonai Roi L'ho'echzar Binaot Deshe Yarbitzeini Almei Minilchotina Al-Haleini Nafshi Yishavev Yanchaini V'magle tzedek l'mahan shemo Gam ki eilech b'gei tzal mavet Lo ira ra ki ata imadi Shiftecha u'mishantecha Heima yinachamuni Taruch lefanai shulchan Neged tzorirai Dishanta vashemen roshi Kosi rivaya Ach tov v'chesed yedifuni Kol yimei chayai Vishafti b'veit Adonai li'orech yamim. Now, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shir amalot esayna yel harim ayayin yavo azri. Ezri Neim Adonai Osei Shamayim Varetz Al Yitein Lamot Raglecha Al Yanum Shomerecha Hinei Lo Yanum Velo Yishon Shomer Yisrael Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzilcha, ayad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shamesh lo yakeka, v'yareyach b'layla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor et nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeitcha uvalecha. Neyata v'yadolam. Finally, Psalm 130, Mizmor Kuf Lamed. Shir Hamalot Mimamakim Kratiha Adonai Adonai Shema Vikoli Tiena Znecha Kashivo Lekol Tachanunai Imavono Tishmarya Adonai Miyamod Kiyim Chaslicha Mahan Tivarei Kiviti Adonai Kivta Nafshi Vilidvara Hochalti Nafshi Ladonai Mishomerim Laboker Shomerim Laboker Yachel Yisrael Ladonai Kim Adonai Yachesed Vahardei Mofidut Vehu Yiftet Yisrael Mikol Avonotav. Mishaberach Avotenu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yakov Yivareich Et Kol Choleinu. Kol Cholei Yisrael, Kol Cholei Korona, Kol Cholei Ha'olam. Mavur Shanachnu Mitpalalim Bada Refuatam. Rash Baruch Hu Malei Rachamim Malei Hamlach Lemiam Lapotam Lach Sikam Lach Yatam Yishlach Lemei Rafu Ashvimam Neshamayim Lecho Evarim Lecho Gideim Etel Shar Chole Yisrael Rifuat HaNefesh Rifuat HaGuf Hashta Magala Uvizman Korif Vinomahar Amen. Chaynu kol beit Yisrael Antunim matzara uvashivya Homdim ein hayam vein eyabasha Makam yirachem aleihem yotiyem Mitzara levacha, umeya feila liora, umishibud ligula, hashta bagala vizman kariv, vinamar, amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Septimus, as we transition from the chizik and tehillim portion segment of the call, and now switch into the interview part. We'll start with the first question. How are you, your family, and the community doing?
So, thank God. We have a lot to be thankful for. Our community, like a lot of the communities in North Woodmere, in the New York area, that is, our community in North Woodmere has been hit hard, like many of the communities in the New York area. Like my family, thank God, is doing well. My wife is an incredibly grounding and full of energy woman who keeps our family afloat. She's kept us strong during this crisis. The community, thank God, has worked really, really hard to be there for one another during what's been a really difficult time. Personally, for me, one of the hardest things about this this time, but has also been one of the most beautiful things about this time, which is that I'm saying Kaddish, and thank God I have two incredible living parents. They should live at Mea Viestrum in good health. But my father, who is at high risk, is at home, and my grandmother was blessed to live to the age of 103, and she passed away in March. And I've had the blessing of saying Kaddish on behalf of my father for my grandmother, something I never would have wanted to have the opportunity to do, and was hard for me at the beginning. But two things have made it easier. First of all, seeing a 16-year-old boy next to me, I'm 43 years old, and I'm saying Kaddish for my 103-year-old grandmother. The 16-year-old boy next to me is saying Kaddish for his father. That's number one. Anytime I begin to even think of feeling bad for myself, just taking a quick glance over at him is a very, very quick reminder that I need to take my pekala and run and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second thing that's made it easier for me, not nearly as tragic, is the blessing of having my father zoom in to our minyanim. He can't daven mincha marv with us because he lives in Boston and they're on a slightly earlier time zone, but he davens with the Young Israel of Brookline there with Rabbi with the incredible young rabbi there whose name I'm blanking on right now, but he davens with us shachris every morning, and I have the opportunity to say Kaddish on his behalf for my grandmother and hear him respond Amen Yehishmei Rabba, and get to learn with him afterwards. So that has been a tremendous source of bracha. And our community, like all communities, has been struggling. People are lonely, and when we've opened up, it's been hard, even harder on me, because I'm trying to be there for the community and keep them safe, and all of our minyanim require masks, even our outdoor minyanim. But the most important thing for me has been to try to remember all of the people in our shul, and there are many of them who are not yet back in shul physically, and make sure to work our hardest to bring them into the shul spiritually, if not physically.
Wow. So to get us started, for our listeners who may not be as familiar with your community, I've had the great fortune to visit many times, and may have a mishpacha blocks away from
yes,
the school.
Yes, you have a wonderful, wonderful mishpacha here. You do, indeed.
We really do, and we miss them very much. It's been a while since we've seen them. A lot of family. But if you could share with us, give us a brief overview of Young Israel and really the community in general.
Okay, well, North Woodmere is an absolutely incredible community. I'm so blessed to be a Rav here. I came here following incredible Rabbanim before me, especially my very, very close friend and colleague, Rabbi Aryeh Leibowitz, but now I have Rabbi David Cohen as well from the OU, Rabbi Shmuel Witkin from a more recent shul that opened up, and Rabbi Shmuel Weinberg from another recent shul that has opened up, and many other shuls in Minyanim, our community. When I first moved here over 12 years ago, I used to say that it was the greatest hidden secret in the world, and it is no longer a hidden secret because the secret is out. Everyone has heard of North Woodmere now, but so many young people are flocking to our community because it is just so warm and so connected and communal and loving. Rabbi Cohen is actually I call him the Ashkenazi chief rabbi of Or Torah, which is the first Orthodox shul in North Woodmere. The first shul in North Woodmere is Temple Hillel.
Rabbi Youngreich.
Right, exactly. Rabbi Youngreich started Or Torah, but when Temple Hillel had the distinction of actually hosting Ronald Reagan, the first show, or if it's historically accurate that George Washington visited Newport, the second show in the history of the world to host a sitting president of the United States of America. They hosted Ronald Reagan 37, 38 years ago. And the community has grown, you know, slowly but steadily. I would say until Rabbi Leibowitz's minyan, the Beis Knesset of North Woodmere, Rabbi Aryeh Leibowitz, opened up about 15 years ago, before I came. Since then, he's sort of opened the floodgates. The floodgates were open even more widely once 6 or 7 years ago, our more yeshivish brethren noticed that North Woodmere was this incredible community right outside of the five towns, with all the warmth of an out-of-town community, but all of the amenities of a five towns community, and a park right nearby, and no sounds of airplanes flying overhead the way you have in five towns in Far Rockaway. For some reason, the airplane routes have avoided North Woodmere, and yet it's close to Valley Stream train station, Long Island Railroad. People are constantly coming in and out. Very, very easy to get trains. Very easy to get to all the big highways from us. We're really, really, you know, closer than the five towns to all of the ways of getting to the city. So it's a popular place. It's grown in leaps and bounds. Like I said, it has been hard for us during COVID. One of the things that I missed very, very much this year was for the very first time since I've been the Rav in the five towns in North Woodmere, we didn't have our community-wide Simchas Torah dancing in the streets, which is something that the Young Israel of North Woodmere has hosted every year since I've been a Rav in the community, and we really, really missed that, and so many people in the community from all of the shuls told me how much they missed having that this year. But it's an incredible community. We've been here for one another, and yes, Rabbi Herman, you know very well how unique of a community it is. And your really brother amazing. And sister-in-law are very much part of that uniqueness, people of that sure, quality and caliber.
Thank you, and I can attest to the community. But we'll call it there, Rabbi Simchas. Thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a picture of what is a truly wonderful community. It's really grown incredibly over the last few years and continues to do so. And as they are with all Klal Yisrael and of the entire world, our thoughts and our tefillot, our prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, and good health. We also pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered, Latova, for good. May the Rabbonish Olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for words of inspiration from Rabbi Asher Bush of Congregation Avat Yisrael of Wesley Hills, New York. This concludes today's call. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.